We're here in the Art of Leadership on WakeUpCallDT.com in a very special broadcast that we have here with Jordan Sheridan, who played for CBA in high school and is now moving on to St. Lawrence University to play softball, but has done something in the community that is very remarkable and something you don't hear every day. Before we get into all of that, though, we have to welcome her back to the show. Jordan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. And I have to ask you, 3 years in doing this, do you feel like you got to where you wanted to?
Yes, definitely. It was completely unexpected what I raised. I did not expect to raise this much at all. I expected it to be a couple $1,000s, but it grew into something much bigger. So it's a good accomplishment for me and the team and whatnot.
When your team had adversity and when you went through losses and even in your final season being out in the first round, did this help you feel better about the seasons, that even when there were highs and lows, that you always knew no matter what that you were doing something for a good cause?
It definitely made me feel better, and I think the girls on the team also felt better about it because we were closer this year and stuff, so even though we did lose a lot of games, we still raised a lot of money and had fun while doing it.
Did you, looking back on when you started to now, did you have a lot of the same teammates that came with you all the way through?
For the last couple of years, yes, but this year it was kind of completely different team. I lost my catcher from last year, my center fielder and my left fielder. So it was a different team this year, but it felt like the same team for the last 5 years.
What made it feel the same for you?
Definitely how we got closer together, and we're not one of those teams who's like so strict and we have so many rules and stuff. We just have fun, and I think that's because of the coaches and stuff. They allow us to have fun. It's a relaxed setting, so I think that's what helps us.
Moving forward, what made the decision for you to go to St. Lawrence and be a part of that community?
I love the school. I love the coaches and the girls that I met there. The community is just so nice and welcoming, and it was just, I felt right there, so.
Playing softball for St. Lawrence, is this a dream come true for you that you get to play softball in college now?
Yeah, definitely. When I was younger, I always wanted to play softball in college no matter where it was, so I'm glad I get to fulfill that.
What do you want to do in the future? Is this something that you can see yourself doing in maybe not just the Samaritan Center, but when you go up to St. Lawrence, are you going to kind of scout the area and see if there's a place you can help?
Yeah, definitely. And I also want to go into the study of humanities and philanthropy so I can continue doing this for my whole life.
What made you want to do this? I know that we talked about the story of the boy who liked your giraffe bracelet, but what made you ultimately want to help the community? What brought that drive in you? Because you've obviously had to hold it on for the last few years.
Just seeing the reaction that people get, like not even when I'm there, or just seeing the people eating at the Samaritan Center and then people talking about it, not knowing that I'm the one who raised the money, going around listening to people who are eating at the Samaritan Center talk about some girl raising all this money for us and everything. That makes me feel really good about myself, and it's kind of something that I don't think you can feel just doing anything any day. So,
why the Samaritan Center, of all the places you can help, why stick with that? And even through your 3 years, not say, okay, well, this year I'm going to do it for this organization and then I'll move on to this one. Why the Samaritan Center?
Just because I would love to help all the other charities in Syracuse, and I wish I could, but seeing how grateful the Samaritan Center was and seeing how much they needed it, when I was down there, I can already tell the differences between the first year I started and when I'm going to give them the check this year. They're very grateful and appreciative, so that's what I'm using.
Let everybody know how much money you've raised in the 3 years that you've done this.
It's over $25,000.
Did you ever think $25,000 would be going to the Samaritan Center?
No, I thought it would be like $1,000 each year, just from my little sister and my brother put all together, but I never expected people from Connecticut and Massachusetts to be sending me checks for $200 more than I expected or anything like that. So it's really grown and spread out.
how did the information spread that you were doing this? I know that you've gone out there and you talked to people about it, but how did it spread out to Connecticut, to Massachusetts, and other areas?
Through my relatives in Connecticut and Massachusetts, they would put things up in their work, and people would just write down, I'm pledging for this, I'm pledging for that. And then I would just get, like, I was at my friend's lacrosse game over the spring season, and I would get introduced to people, and they'd be like, oh, I've seen you do the Strike Out Hunger, and then they would hand me $20 at a time, and I'd have to keep it in my pocket. So it's a lot of people know about it, and I think they want to help and want to join in, so it's because of them.
You not getting the award that you deserved from the Samaritan Center, I think that, you know, for the Strike Out Hunger, maybe a plaque or something that you can put up on a mantle doesn't speak to what you truly did. So, you know, to me, I believe that, you know, even though the award is well-deserving, I think the award for you is seeing the faces and knowing the people that work there and knowing that this community was made better because of you is bigger than anything you could have gotten.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that completely.
The adversity that you had to face, was there ever a moment where you felt like quitting?
Definitely. A lot of people were trying to get me to quit and all this stuff, but then I would see all the other people who wanted me to keep doing this, and those people outweighed the people who wanted me to quit by a million. So,
what did it teach you, this experience, for your life moving forward, that not only helping people but having adversity, what did it teach you in what you need to do for yourself as you look ahead?
It definitely taught me that people are going to try and stop you, and you're not going to understand why they're trying to stop you, especially when you're helping people who desperately need it. But it's going to give you an even better feeling when you do help those people and you see the reaction, even though there are people out there who don't agree with it. So,
are you looking at any point in your future with hunger being such a big issue around the world, traveling and being able to help people outside of the country?
Definitely. I have already been to Jamaica and helped kids there, so I want to keep doing that, and that's why I want to go into humanities and philanthropy, so I can travel and study and try and help a lot more people than just the people at the Samaritan Center.
What would be your dream job with working with humanities and philanthropy? What if, when you close your eyes and you think right now, what is that job or type of job that you see?
I don't really know what it would be called, but I just picture myself in, like, Africa or someplace where there's extreme poverty, helping those children. Not, I don't know why, it's just children with me and stuff. And I know if I went to these different places where there was poverty, I wouldn't be able to help the whole country by myself, but just helping a few people, or a town, or a community, or a city. That's what I want to do.
What do you have to say to your family that has been behind you through this whole thing, not only your siblings, but your parents?
Thank you, of course, because I don't think I would be where I am or who I am today without them. It was actually my mom and my dad for many years would be like, oh, you should do this, get a couple $100 for a charity, like, it'd be good for college and all that stuff. Like, that was the one thing, good for college and all that stuff. But I started it because they said that, so without them I wouldn't have been here right now talking to you, so it's good.
How did your family help keep you in it? Because it seems like the support system around you is very strong. So what type of things did they do to say, you know, hey, Jordan, it's all right?
There were multiple times I would go home so angry. I'd be so mad, and I would have to yell at my mom, and she'd know I was just yelling because I was mad. Or even my friends, I would get so mad at my friends for no reason at all, just because, and they would all know it was because I was upset and I was troubled with all of this stuff, but they would relax and get me ice cream. My mom always said a huge banana split from Friendly's would make you feel so much better. So I had so many of those. So it's good.
It's amazing that a banana split, which is food that can help quench your hunger, helped you help people that are hungry.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I thank you. I think thanking you is an understatement, but I look forward to and am very excited personally to see what you're going to do in the future.
Yeah, I'm excited too. Thank you for everything you've done.